Well, as I get set back down here in my chair and get ready for this next segment, I do have a fresh new cup of Cowpuncher coffee that I'm going to be working on through this next segment. But if you've been looking at maybe trying a different type of coffee, give them a try. Don't take my word for it. Try it yourself. Go to cowpunchercoffee.com, and they've got a lot of different varieties and flavors you can pick from, whether you like it whole bean, whether you want it ground. And if you're just not sure, try their sampler pack as well. Give Jim or Trish Williams a call, or if you really want to get some things done there at Cowpuncher Coffee with the folks there, have their kid in charge, Miss Olivia, help you out as well. They'll get you set up with a great cup of coffee. Grab a mug. Let's spur the day with Cowpuncher Coffee. Well, as I said at the very beginning of the program, talking about the fact that we would be looking at some different products in our industry today, technology continues to be integrated and play more and more of a vital role in reducing some of our overhead costs. And that really is at the heart of the features and the function of our next product that we are going to be looking at. I've got with us today Andrew Coppin, who is the CEO and founder of RanchBot. And Andrew, thanks for joining us here today on the Working Ranch Radio Show.
Great to be here, Justin. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, unfortunately, when I said RanchBot, I should have said RanchBot Monitoring Solutions, because that really needs to, that whole breadth of that name is really encompasses some of the things that we're going to talk about here today. First of all, I want to know just basically RanchBot Monitoring Solutions. Initially, just what is it?
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, I grew up on ranches in Northern Australia, Justin, you know, spending a lot of time chasing balls and driving around checking water that 95% of the time didn't need checking for the 5% of times that it does. And I didn't know that 30 years later that I would be founding a company that would be helping ranchers solve that problem, because the cost and time associated with driving to check water that, again, 95% of the time doesn't need checking, but we all know we have to do it. So it's for the 5% of times that it does. I thought, you know, what if we could do that in a way to provide ranchers real-time monitoring of water anywhere on the ranch, whether they're cellular or not, and let them know when there's a problem, when there's a problem. So ultimately, we started the company looking to solve that in a really affordable and efficient way.
Mm-hmm. So you hit on a few things, and we're going to get through some of those questions that I have of some things that you just mentioned as far as what are some of the elements that we're going to be talking about. Also, affordability. I think that's a question that people are going to have in addition to just how it's used in some of these very, very remote areas. First of all, what are the different components? Because I think the first thing is you said, okay, we're going to monitor that water thing. So the first thing I think of course would be, you know, storage or tanks. So let's go through some of these components, and then if I've got some questions about them, we can go into that.
Sure. Yeah, so we started out primarily monitoring water storages, you know, 10,000 to 50,000 gallon sort of water storage tanks in remote areas. You know, we sort of broke the technology in Australia, which is a vast country like much of America, and it's very rough terrain, and it's a tough environment. So we sort of tried to build the technology and break it down under. And then now we build it here in Texas, where I live. And, you know, we've expanded the portfolio of things RanchBot can do to monitor dirt tanks, to be able to monitor water storages and water troughs. So we've sort of got a toolkit of things that allow ranchers to monitor. I guess our headline thinking is, if it's water and it's on a ranch and cattle are going to drink from it, or it's integral to that water supply for cattle, we should be able to monitor it in real time, tell you what's happening, tell you if the water's too high, tell you if it's too low, tell you if it's falling too fast, tell you when there's a leak, or tell you when the cattle are not drinking. So we've come up with a range of solutions that allow a rancher to do that. Again, the critical thing for us is that it's all near real time, because the only time to know you've got a problem with water on a ranch is right now. I'd have it a guess, I'd probably see more ranch water systems than most people on the planet, but funnily enough, I've never seen a water problem happen while I've been looking at it. We all know that water problems in ranches only ever happen when I'm as far away from the problem as I can be, or it's Friday night on the wife's birthday or something similar. You know, water problems are always inconvenient when they occur. So the criticality of knowing when there's a problem, when there actually is a problem, is key to the sort of things we do.
Mm-hmm. You talked about the different types of monitoring, you know, whether it's in a storage tank, cistern type tank, as well as troughs. And then you would also mention the fact of being able to know when, how fast water's maybe moving. So let's talk about that flow sensor element that's part of that, because there's a lot of different components. I can see that being valuable. So talk about the flow sensor element that's a part of this.
Yeah, so part of our IP that we've developed over the last sort of 8 years has been, how do we monitor water for ranchers and tell them what's happening without being annoying, without sort of crying wolf all day? You don't want a text message every hour. What you really want to know is when there's a problem. So in the algorithms and the technology that sit inside our devices that sit near or on top of the water storage, we've created algorithms that allow our device to look all the time, to be checking constantly, but only telling you when there's a problem. And a problem is defined by the rancher by setting high levels, low levels, and critical rate of fall levels. So if we decide in a particular water storage that when the cattle are all there, there's 50 cattle drinking on a 100-degree day, that they're gonna diminish that water by 6 inches an hour, well, anything greater than 6 inches an hour, I want to know about. And so our technology can determine that not by waiting for 6 inches to fall, but by looking at the gradient and the rate of fall. Mm-hmm. And that's how we provide ranchers with real time, you know, highly accurate to within about a quarter of an inch readings on their water, and be able to call out when there are issues before there are issues.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the pump controller, because beyond just the monitoring of the storage tanks or water troughs, the ability to turn that well on or off based upon what is going on out on the ranch, whether it is a storage location or a trough location and the need for water, the ability to shut water down. So explain your pump control system.
Yeah. So interestingly, once we solved the problem of not having to drive to check water all the time, and there's about 7,500 ranchers on our platform now doing that every week, the next thing that happened was they started to ask for other things, and pump control was certainly a big part of that. And so we now can turn pumps on and off remotely to know that they are working, to know that they're on, to know they're pumping. And we can link the pump controller to either the destination tank, the place it's pumping to, the origin tank, the place it's pumping from, or we can set a timer to do it within particular hours. So we're seeing a lot of ranchers set up for, you know, when their solar's not on, they want another pump to kick in. In fact, now we're getting to the point where we can start a generator to start a pump to decide whether the water's going to go north and south. And you can imagine doing all of that from your cell phone or your desktop, or just having it programmed so it happens automatically, again, gives ranchers an immense ability to control things from afar, and also to have the peace of mind to know my pump is on and it's pumping. I can definitively see that, and I've got the water where I need it to be. So doing all of that from your cell phone to a satellite down to a pump in the middle of the desert is, you know, pretty amazing. I mean,
mm-hmm. So you talked about that. You answered a couple of questions just there at the very end in terms of the connectivity. The ability to connect through satellite pretty much takes the ruralness concern out of it.
We chose to go with a satellite first solution because, you know, in Australia where we test drove the technology, there isn't a lot of cellular. And again, I spend most of my time here now that I live here in Texas with two phones because I'm never sure which network's going to work. So we thought, well, let's just go satellite and learn how to manage the costs of transmitting data through satellite. So we've come up with a couple of different things. I mean, again, the smarts are in the device to enable it to monitor things on the location, but only communicate with the satellite when it needs to. And also we can have devices that talk back to the ranch bot. So we can put trough monitors within 3 to 5 miles of a ranch bot, and it will talk wirelessly back to the ranch bot. So you can actually monitor not one, but up to 10 different water points within the ranch using one device. So that keeps the cost right down and allows there to be one load of backhaul to the satellite, because that's the expensive bit of communicating with things in space, is how much data do I send? So we've sort of created like a mesh network of things that talk to RanchBot, again, with a strong desire to keep price down, but keep information to a maximum.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about some of these components regarding installation. Is it very difficult? What are we talking about for some of the installation pieces that are part of these components?
Yeah, it's a good point, Justin. I mean, look, I spent enough time on ranches as a kid to sort of know about these challenges, and certainly spent enough time on over 4,000 ranches we now look after these days to know that the words "we'll send a technician" bad words. Mm-hmm. We may as well poke a rancher in the eye. So part of our key mandate was, if we can't put it in a box, send it to a rancher, have them open it, not read the instructions, install it on their own in 5 minutes, we should never send it. And so that's sort of been the remit of the firm, is got to be simple, got to involve four screws, an on-off button, and be able to install it intuitively and make it work. For the most part, maybe with the one exception of pump control that has to be wired into things, all of our devices are a few screws and an on-off button. And then it's within minutes, it's connected and talking to the platform. And our customer service team, they're all third or fourth generation ranchers, predominantly based here in the central time zone in Texas. So super easy to install and super easy to use. As I said, there's about 7,500 users on our app on any given month now. And again, it's been made really simple. We use a traffic light system where you look at a Google map and with all of your monitors on it. Red is bad, green is good, orange is something's not quite right. So at one glance, you can see, okay, where do I actually need to go today and where don't I need to go?
Mm-hmm. Andrew, let's say, I'm not probably the only guy, but I know some of these operations, they might have a summer pasture that they're going to, and then they have, when they bring cattle in for winter, it's a whole different thing. Can I pick these components up and move them? What's that? Is that easy to do?
Yeah, sure is. We made all the devices so they're pretty mobile. Certainly when it comes to our trough monitoring products, where you can see the cattle drinking, we've just recently launched a trough direct to satellite. So you can literally pick up that device, undo one bolt and take it with you when you move the cattle and put it on the new drinker or trough where the cattle are, because we're certainly mindful of, you know, different seasonal pastures. And, you know, but the desire to have that information. So certainly been a key part of our thinking on that for how ranching occurs, certainly in the northern states here in the US.
Mm-hmm. All right, just a short time here, Andrew, and I want to get to probably the question everybody's having in the back of their mind. And you always get, I'm sure this is asked after you've had these kind of discussions with folks. So what are we looking at for price in this? And I know some of that's going to vary by the components and how some of that's worked together. But just generally give us an idea, because I think for me, I'm looking at, okay, what are we looking at for cost as I look at integrating this?
Yeah, so we sort of have a toolkit, if you like, of things that can monitor water. At the top end, of course, is the ranch bot itself, which is about $1,490. So you think for the cost of one cow these days, you can monitor all of your water. Then we have the ranch bot Lite, which is a smaller version purely for monitoring water storages. It's half that price. It's around $600. And our trough monitoring products are closer to the $400 mark. So different tools for different jobs on the ranch. And then the ongoing operating cost of those, again, at the top end of town with the ranch bot, it runs at $1 per day for all of the platform, the service, the support. All of our products have a 2-year warranty and a lifetime service commitment for us to our team to always be there if you need help. So for $1 a day, I mean, you think, how far can I get in the Dodge Ram for $1, you know, to check that water? And I guess one of the things that we've learned is this cost associated with driving to check things is an embedded cost in ranching. And, you know, when people actually start to think about the hours, the fuel, the wear and tear on cars and motor vehicles, and even just trying to find labor these days is hard. So, you know, for $1 a day, it represents exceptional value. We recently had a couple of ranchers do some hard numbers on it. I mean, I know one of them on a sort of smaller ranch thought that they were saving in the vicinity of $30,000 a year as a result of connecting their water through this technology. The lower products can run from as little as $1 a week. Our trough monitoring and rainfall devices that talk to RanchBot, they only cost $52 a year to run. So we think it's really affordable, and you know, we've intentionally tried to make it that way because, you know, we want to be part of an evolving technology landscape for ranching that's here for the next generations.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, on was the pump controller, was there a price on that, or is that part of the RanchBot?
Yeah, the RanchBot pump controller talks to the RanchBot, and that device is around $500. And again, you're talking about a dollar a day operating cost for to be able to turn your pumps on and off remotely. Whether you want to do it manually, you want to automate it, or you want to put it on a timer, you can do all of those things and turn things on and off as many times a day as you like.
Okay. All right, Andrew. Well, if folks are interested, first of all, where do they go to get more information? And then how are these products sold? Are they through retailers or through you guys directly?
Yeah, well, I mean, the best place to get more information is probably at our website, which is www.ranch-bot.com. There's phone numbers for our team that are all rancher folk that can talk you through things. We have some resellers around the country, and we happy to trade with people that are in local markets and keep the money in your town. So there's a map on our website that identifies all of the resellers across the country, but our team are obviously more than happy to support any inquiries, of course.
All right. Well, Andrew, appreciate you joining us here today. Very interesting technology. Thanks for joining us here on the Working Ranch Radio Show.
Really appreciate you, Justin. Thanks very much.
You bet. And again, that was Andrew Coppin, who is the CEO and the founder of RanchBot Monitoring Solutions, joining us here on our program today. Again, if you'd like more information, their website is ranch-bot.com. Well, stay with us. Coming up after the break, the Captain Tim O'Byrne, editor of Working Ranch Magazine, will be in for this week's edition of Tim's Two Cents.